In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We celebrate today the feast of Christmas. This day, this blessed day, is the source of the Church's joy that she cannot help but contain it in one Mass. This is why she expresses the mystery of Christmas in three Masses, the Midnight Mass, the Mass at Dawn, and the Mass of the Day. These correspond to the threefold births of our Lord. As Don Guéranger comments on Christmas Day, Christ Jesus is born of the Blessed Virgin in the stable of Bethlehem. He is born by grace in the hearts of the shepherds, who are the first fruits of the Christian Church. And he is born eternally from the bosom of the Father in the brightness of the saints. To this triple birth, therefore, let there be the homage of a triple sacrifice. The Mass of the Day, then, concentrates especially on the mystery of the incarnation of the Word. The Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ, Son of the Eternal Father, assumed our human nature, a nature lower than that of the angels, a nature injured and weakened by original sin. In assuming our human nature, our Lord had nothing to gain. He is God, the ultimate good, and who needs not our nature in order to attain a greater happiness. In the Incarnation, our Lord has made us see what which otherwise the human mind could hardly have imagined or understood, says St. Francis de Sales. That is, that God was man, and man God, the immortal, mortal, the one incapable of suffering, suffering, subject to heat, cold, hunger, and thirst, the infinite, finite, the eternal, temporal. In short, man divinized and God humanized in such a way that God, without ceasing to be God, is man, and man, without ceasing to be man, is God. As we know from the Gospels, his gaining our nature earned him suffering. He was tired, thirsty, hungry, in pain. It earned him humiliations, as we hear of the Roman soldiers in the Passion who struck his head with a reed and spat upon him. It earned him, finally, the dolorous death on the cross. Our Lord, omniscient, knew all these things would happen to him during his earthly life. Knowing all this, he still willed to assume our human nature, not for his own sake, then, but out of his love for mankind. He willed to descend among us to redeem us from sin, from misery, from hell. How then should we respond to God's greatest gift to us, his coming in the flesh? Don Guéranger notes that there are two elements which are expressed in the Church's liturgy during Christmas. It is joy, which is the whole Church feels at the coming of the divine Word in the flesh, and it is admiration of that glorious Virgin, who is made the true Mother of God. We hear this joy as we sing anew the Gloria, the song of the angels on Christmas night. The psalms in the introit and gradual are filled with gladness. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. Sing joyfully to God, all you lands. We do so because all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. We are joyful because our Redeemer has come. We have united ourselves in the penitential season of Advent to the Israelites who awaited the coming of the Messiah in the baptism of repentance preached by St. John the Baptist. It only stands that we should rejoice with them as now there, and also our Savior dwells among us in the flesh. Holy Church is filled with a new hope today as she asks in today's collect for Almighty God to grant that the new birth in the flesh of his only begotten Son may deliver us, whom the bondage of old keeps under the yoke of sin. We also celebrate today the maternity of Mary. We owe our Lord's coming in the flesh to her. As we sing in the Creed today, Jesus Christ became incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary. This is why at the end of Mass, since the beginning of Advent, the faithful no longer sing the Salve Regina, but the Alma Redemptoris Mater. This stems from the office of Compline, the last hour of the divine office, wherein the final antiphon to Our Lady changes according to the season. For Advent, as well as during Christmas, the Church no longer addresses Our Lady, especially under her title as Queen, but sings of her as Mother of the Redeemer. I quote, "Loving Mother of the Redeemer, who remains the accessible gateway of heaven and star of the sea, give aid to a fallen people that strives to rise. O Thou who begot Thy holy Creator, while all nature marveled, virgin before and after, receiving that Ave from the mouth of Gabriel, have mercy on sinners." Dear faithful, as we celebrate the birth and coming of our Savior into the world, let us not forget that He comes as well into our souls. Part of the special grace of Christmas is the spiritual birth of Jesus within us. We spent these past 4 weeks of Advent in penance in order to prepare a worthy dwelling place for Him in our souls in this Christmas season. Should we not have succeeded through our own fault, let us confidently stand up again and ask His Mother, who is the gateway of heaven, to have mercy on us sinners and to give aid to a fallen people that strives to rise. May Our Lady, whose womb which was the perfect dwelling place for His coming on earth, form in us her humility and purity fitting for her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.